If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. And we have our Black Club Chicago report from Quinn Myers this morning. Good morning to you, Quinn. Tell us about the story in the loop about the AI school.
Right. Good morning, Bob. Well, the future is now, or is it? So this company, Alpha Schools, they're a private school enterprise around the country. They are opening Chicago's first AI-forward school. So what does that mean? Well, students will spend basically the morning of each day learning core subjects, reading science, math, through AI, completely taught by this AI platform on a computer. And this school does not have normal teachers. They have what they're calling guides there to kind of keep an eye on the students, help them if they get confused, but they are not directly teaching the students. And then in the afternoon, they do group activities, art, and do some, you know, recess, that kind of thing. So this is, kind of a growing trend in education and in every industry. But it's gotten some pushback from people who say there's not enough data to back up whether this is actually good for students, good for learning. So it is a bit controversial, but Alpha Schools is opening just east of the loop this fall, and they already have some students signed up to enroll.
You knew it was going to happen sooner or later. In Wicker Park and Bucktown, there's good news for people who are experiencing a burgeoning rodent population.
That's right. So for the past year, Wicker Park, one of their SSAs, their Chamber of Commerce group, has been operating a rat birth control pilot program. Essentially, they've been doling out this contraceptive, pretty much only available to rats baited in bait boxes. And over the past year, they have seen a significant decline in rodents in some of these areas so far. Basically, this is a poison alternative. Rat poisons, dogs or other animals might be eating that accidentally. This is not harmful. It only works, if you ingest it over and over and over again, and it's only dosed out in small quantities that impact rats. There's also a similar pilot going on over in Lincoln Park. They're using a different product, but it's also a rat fertility product. So this might be the future, a less harmful way to combat, one of the oldest problems in the world, right?
Yeah, for sure. And quickly, tell us what's going on in Brownsville with Kelly's Lounge.
Yeah, Kelly Dace, she's a longtime Brownsville resident. She's opened this really cool all-day lounge. This is kind of a new trend where bars and restaurants, they're open in the evening for their normal service, but then during the day, they kind of are serving coffee, pastries. So this is really a community spot down in Brownsville, which doesn't have too many so-called third spaces. Kelly is trying to change that and kind of become a community center surrounded on coffee and then later on cocktails and that sort of thing.
210 East 35th, welcome addition to that neighborhood. More at blockclubchicago.org. Our thanks to Quinn Myers for the report today. Have a good one, Quinn.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.